called The Gun in the Chair. My first shot caught him cleanly in the crease of his hip as he lay on his side in a sniper's pose. A crippling wound at the least, probably death if paintballs were bullets. I had chosen my moment, ducked from the cover of warped plywood, nailed between aspens, and sprinted through the close trees, crouching to pant among the sagebrush of the open prairie. Running, hunched over the clasped gun, I circled his position, pinned down as he was by the pneumatic thwap, thwap, thwap of my partner's fire. I would like to say I noted the Ming blue of the sky, admired the patterning of the aspens, their bark a creamy green khaki, but instead I felt a quietly murderous joy. He is my son. I had not wanted to join in this game. The current war raging and open-ended, he nearly of age. How could I be sure that he would know the difference? I just had forgotten. He and his buddies cajoled me, but it was I who chose to play. After all, I had seen the gun, known to see the gun in the broken-off chair leg, its tapered foot, a nozzle, the two spindles hacked short with my father's saw spaced just right for machine gun handles, and I knew how to make that sound with my tongue, like bursts of rattlesnake mojo, then yell, "I got you! You're dead!" I would like to say, I yelled it once more when I saw the unnatural splatter, pink blood in the crease of his hip where he lay, but the down vest crumpled there softened the impact so that for an instant he did not register the hit, as happens to some in the heat of battle. And I chose instead to shoot him again. This time on the skin of his arm, the welt a red-rimmed crater days after. If I could understand why I did that, we might do without war. I would like to say paintballs are only paintballs, not bullets, but then the chair would be only the chair.